From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
The first time I traveled abroad was to study French sophomore year in college. The dollar was very strong at the time, and the father of my French family seemed quite angry about it. "Reagan," he said, "he cares only about America." People who I met across Europe were alternately transfixed by our culture. "You are American, Dallas, J.R. Ewing," or resentful of everything we represented. Like, even we student backpackers were capitalist swine, J.R. Ewing with a guitar and sleeping bag. Years later, I undertook a bushwhacking mountain bike expedition with a couple buddies in the Siberian Republic of Tuva, not long after Reagan had helped to break the evil empire into pieces. The ethnic majority Tuvans were nomads who had long been ruled and hassled by the Russians and had surely heard propaganda about the evil Amerikanskis, a mythical warring tribe who lived half a world and, in a sense, thousands of years away. Yet nothing could get us invited into a yurt for boiled yak meat faster than announcing, "Ya Amerikanski!" In a broken-down village on the Mongolian border, two young dandies in their early 20s cockily strutted down the main drag in matching jerseys emblazoned with the words American Baseball on their chests. Being American, I had come to believe, was just a label. Some people bought into the cachet, others shrugged at it. It was on a later expedition into China that the enormity of what America stood for made itself felt. Apprehended by Chinese authorities for some fictitious infraction, we were loaded into jeeps and driven into the night, visions of being blindfolded against a wall dancing in my head. We had stumbled into a region where they were busy rounding up and apparently executing the Muslim minority Uyghurs. As we spent days negotiating the price of our own freedom, I longed for a rational legal code, the faintest hint of due process, and craved the awesome protections of our Constitution. I felt exposed and vulnerable in a way I know I will never feel within the sanctuary of our own borders. Gazing through the bars of our interrogation room as we haggled over our penalty, I finally felt I had become American. I'm Randy Hibbets with The Perspective.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.